to the Mishnah, Nun Beis on the Beis. Lo kosev lo bonim dichrin di havu lechi minoi inun yarsin kesef subosayich yeser al chukehon di machohon chayev shu tnai beis. These are all the tnaim that we learned, most of them already. But if he didn't write them specifically in the ksuba, they still are in force. The first one is bonim dichrin, that he writes to his wife that any male children I have from you, and if you die before me and I inherit your ksuba, when I die, your male children will inherit their, what's it called, your ksuba, more than the other brothers. We said that there's, well, the tznayim, there has to be at least one dinar that the Yerusha can split up according to the Yerusha. And then after that dinner, for instance, if her ksuba is, let's say, $500, and he has another wife, and her ksuba is $600, and the first wife has two children, and the other one has 10 children. So instead of having 12 children split up $1,100, we have two children split up the $500, and the other 10 split up the $600 of their mother. Okay. Then there's the halacha of bonim nukvin, that any girls from that marriage will be able to get their mizonos from the estate until they get married. So the halacha is that normally an estate is only inherited by boys. The girls get no part of the inheritance. But lamaisa chazal or mesakin, that the girls from that marriage get mizonos from the estate until they get married. And if there's not enough for the girls get everything, and the boys go out and beg. It's also a Tanai based. Atehe Yasvavesi, another Tanai based, that the Almana gets to live in the house and be supported by the estate until she'll remarry. At Yasvavesi, Masazna Menachosai, call you may Meger Amnusayich, right? If he didn't write that, so Bevesi, Chayev, Shehu Tanai based, it's also a Tanai based. Kacho you Anshe Rishalayim Kosti. That's the way that the Anshe Rishalayim is to write in the Ksuba, all these Tanoim, and exactly as the Mishnah says it. Anshe Gol Hoyu Kosti, Anshe Rishalayim. In the Galil they also wrote just like Anshe Rishalayim. Anshe Yehuda Hoyu Kosti, Anshe Yerat, Yirtsu Hayorshim, Litein Lachsu Basaych. In the last Tanai, the Anshe Yehuda used to write a different Tanai. Not until you get remarried, but until the Yorishim decide to give you your ksuba. So if the ksuba is a tremendous amount, they would rather support her until she gets remarried. If the ksuba is not a tremendous amount, they'd rather just give her the ksuba, pat to her, and tell her goodbye. So they have the choice to decide when they will stop supporting her and give her a ksuba. Lefichach, im yiratzu Yorishim nosin laksuba, so poter noso. Therefore, if they want to, they can give her the ksuba and be pater from her. And then she has to vacate the house, and they don't have to support her anymore. Okay, Rashi. Yeser al chukeihon d'imachuhon b'nei isha acheres. He has two wives, and each of them have sons. So the sons of wife A, after her death and his death, get the ksuba of their mother. Im tamusi b'chayai, if you'll die in my lifetime, the ir sheikh, and I will inherit you. Yitlu banaich subasayich. When I die, your children will get your ksuba. The nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Lamaisa, they're all going to get, everything is going to be divided amongst all the boys. So what's a nafkamina? Who gets whose ksuba? Shemem rubahi. Maybe that ksuba is a bigger amount. So they're going to split it up, and it's not going to be split up by the other brothers. The other brothers will get their mother's ksuba, and whatever other common property there is. Oshema, Yehu b'nei Isho HaAcheres Merubim. Even if the ksubas are equal, if one woman had a lot of sons and the other one had only a few, if they split it up all together, they're going to get smaller portions than if they just split up their mother's ksuba with the smaller amount of brothers. Ubanayich muatim v'tov lehen sheyitlu ksubas iman v'hamarubim ksubas iman afilu haksubas shavos. Even if they're equal, there's going to be a difference if there's less sons to one mother than the other. Kol yimei meger al musayich, kol yimei meshech al musayich. As long as you remain an almana and don't get remarried, you get supported from the estate and live in the house. Okay.
She gets the ksuba anyway, though.
Who? She's dead. She died first. Who gets the ksuba? The almana? Yeah, as long as she doesn't collect her ksuba, she has this thing. Once she collects her ksuba, she's out.
No, but the opposite. She's getting the support, but then afterwards,
then
she still
collects her ksuba. Yeah, she collects her ksuba, yeah. No.
Even if she gets married, she gets
the
ksuba.
When she gets remarried, as soon as she takes her ksuba, she doesn't get supported anymore from the estate.
The opposite.
What?
The opposite. She's getting supported. And now she gets remarried, does she still get the ksuba?
Lechori, yeah, but it can't be, because otherwise what's nafkamina? Why should they support her at all? Just give her a ksuba. Lechori, she does it. I have to think about it. I don't know. Right here. That we'll see. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Why did they make such a takana that each the children inherit their mother's ksuba? Because they were afraid that people would not want to give their daughters dowries, because they'd be afraid if the daughter died, so somebody else's children are going to inherit my daughter's dowry. So I'm not going to give my daughter a big dowry. But if I know that's going to stay in the family, that if I give my daughter a big dowry, right, that's part of the ksuba, and she dies, then that eventually will get to my grandchildren from her. So I'll be more nicha to write a bigger dowry. Mor says, Umik, Amidi, Drachmana, Omer, Bra, Liros, Barta, Los, Siros, Barta. Right, the Maisa, the Torah, right, when it comes to a regular Yerusha, the Torah said that girls don't inherit, only boys inherit. And here we're trying to do something that will favor the girl's inheritance. It goes against the Ratzon HaTorah. It's not against what the Torah said, because we're talking about two different things. Right? We're not talking about the actual Yerusha. But Lamaisa, what we're doing is we're saying that the woman's Yerusha should be protected, and the Torah doesn't protect the girl's Yerusha. Mor says no. Hanami Deoraisa. No, the Ratzon HaTorah is also reflected in that in another way. Right? Marry women and have children. Take for your sons' wives. The espinosechem tznula nashim, and give your daughters over to husbands. Mor says bishlam abadim biyadi kaimi. Since a man is the one who aggressively goes after a wife, the father can be involved in looking for a wife for his son. Elabante mi kaimin biyadi, right? Maisa, daughters though don't actively go and look for a husband. So how can the father go actively look for a husband in the place of his daughter? So how do you take husbands for your daughter? The husbands are the ones who take the initiative, not the daughters. So how is the father going to take the initiative to find his daughter a husband? Ella, right? Hakamash malon, the nilbisha, the nichsa, the nesiv, lamidi, kihechi de kafzi Allah. Give her a nice dowry and then people will want her. So the way that the father gets the way that a father sees to it that his daughter will have a husband is by giving her a nice dowry. For asu nasvila, and then come and marry her. So you see that the Ratzon HaTorah is that the father should give his daughter a nice dowry. So want to give her a nice dowry. So that doesn't contradict the Ratzon HaTorah. Okay. Rashi. Mipnei ma tiknu ksubas bonim dichrin, miachar shahabal yorish is isto. Lama tiknu shi yorish liboneho ma shi yorish mimeno, the hainu nidun yashalo, right? Since the husband is yarshin's his wife, why would they make a takana that what he yarshin from his wife should pass on then to her children? The yitein lebito nidunya yothle, she give his daughter a nice dowry, the ilu meso yirshu baneho. And that way, the what's it called, if she dies, her children will get it. And that, and we are encouraging him to give her a nice dowry by selling him that it'll remain in the family. Rachmana Omer broadly roast dichsiv ish ki yamus ubein einlo hayeshlo beno yarsho velo bito. It's only if he doesn't have a son that the daughters inherit. But if there is a son, bas b'makom bein is no yerusha. The tikkun de teirus barta sheitin lo ha'av memono shehayu bonav ruim lirosh. And we're making a takana that eventually the boys will lose out, because he's going to give this to his daughter and her sons are going to get it and not the other boys. So Mar says, Bishlam of Vinobi Yadol Levakish Lo Isha, Shadarko Shalish Lachzer Alisha. The man takes the initiative to look for a wife, so a father can be in the place of his son, also looking for a wife. But girls don't look or go around looking for husbands. So how's the father going to look for a husband for his daughter? Elabito mi biyada v'chiderech isha lachzer alish. Okay, vayisperetzer. V'ad kama, how much of a dowry should he give his daughter? Abayu v'rova damri tarvayu ad li isur nichse. He can give her up to 1/10 of his total estate. Okay, the aim of the av liros, the balo liros, if that's the case, then when they made this takana, they should say that the husband, what's it called, the father will yarshin, and not the husband. In other words, let it go back to the father's thing. Make the takana that when she dies, her husband doesn't get the Yerusha, the father gets it. So then it'll really give her a nice dowry, because he knows if she dies, he'll get the Yerusha. Not just his grandchildren will get it. Where it says in Cain, Avnomi mimna velo kosav. Hold on a second. The aim of the av liros, the ba lo liros, in Cain, Avnomi mimna velo kosav. Right? The father, right, if that's the case, then the husband's not going to write her a nice thing. So the father also then will not give his daughter the dowry. See Rashi. The aim of the av liros to balo liros, kiven the time of kadesh yikbot lite lebito the tikkun. Since the takana was made that a man should want to give his daughter a dowry because it'll stay in the family, nidunya the yohav av lebito lirsun bonadila. Only the nidunya that the father gave her the children up. The what should they get? Only the nidunya that the father gave his daughter. But what the husband gave her in her ksuba, that the children shouldn't get. Right? In other words, she got in her ksuba, let's say, $1,000. Right? 200, she got 500 from her husband. The Tosefis ksuba and the ksuba itself was $500. And the father added in an adunya $500. So now, she died, that $1,000 goes to her husband. When he dies, the whole $1,000 goes to the sons. Right? Of that wife. Why? The $500 that the father gave should go to them. The $500 the husband gave shouldn't go to them. The whole takana was that the father shouldn't feel he's throwing his money away, that it's going to go out of the family. So his $500 will go to the sons. Why do we make the $500 that the husband gave her in her ksuba also go to the sons? So Mara says, because if the father's going to say, oh, my money, what's it called, they want me to give money, and the husband's money's not going to go to my grandchildren, then I won't give either. Rashi, im kein de lo yarsi l'shara ksuba, if in the end the grandchildren will not get the whole ksuba, even the part that the husband gave her, av nami mim the velokas of the bito, achri shezem makbid al shalo, since, well, the husband's makbid, that it, what's it called, his part shouldn't go to my grandchildren exclusively, milahorish livno, livne biti, afani, em shoch yodi milaharbas lo nadunya, I won't give such a big nadunya either then. Right? He's a stingy guy who doesn't want to make my grandchildren have exclusive rights on the ksuba. I don't want to give her a big dowry either. So it will defeat the whole purpose of the takana. Okay. The Ema Heichad the Kosov Av Lichtov Baal, Heichad Lo Kosov Av Lo Lichtov Baal. Right? Where the father gave her a dowry, then the husband should write that it'll go, what your ksuba will go to your children. But if the father didn't give her a dowry, then maybe the ksuba shouldn't go to the children, only where there's a dowry. If there's no dowry, then the ikr ksuba shouldn't go to the children of that wife. Versus lo plug rabbanan. Now once they made the takana, they made it across the board, the ksuba goes, the purpose was there should be a dowry, if there's no dowry, the ksuba, the part of the ksuba, other part of the ksuba still goes. Versus bas bein habonim no mitiros, right? So that's the case, then it shouldn't only apply to sons, it should apply to daughters too. In other words, I'd like to see my granddaughters also have the money and stay in the family. Why dafka sons? Versus kanachlu shavi rabbanan. Though they had to make it, give it some kind of Torah framework. And menachla only goes to sons, not to daughters. Right? Bas bein abonos tiros. If that's the case, then if there's only daughters, it should go to the daughters, because by Yerusha, if there's only daughters, they get the Yerusha. Versus lo plug rabbanan. No, they made a takana for sons, and therefore, what's it called? They only made it lo plug. Versus the tigvi mimetaltele kiksuba. Kiksuba shavir bun. Let him collect even from metaltelin. Versus no, they made it like the ksuba that you can only collect from midin hat gemara, you can only collect it from mishubadim. Only from land, I mean. Only from land, not from movable property. Versus titro mimishabde. If that's the case, that it's like a ksuba. Ksuba you can collect from leaned property. So why can't they collect this from lien property? They can only collect it from property that he has, not lien property. Yarsintran, because they made the takana like a Yerusha. So Yerusha you can't collect from lien property. The Emafal gab the lek of Moser Diner, right? Maybe why they should have made the takana even when there's nothing extra, more than the two ksubas. There's no one dinner left to split up equally. Right, where it says the makom the koma akra nachla deraisa lo tokid rabbanan. They didn't want to take away the Yerusha min haTorah completely. You're mekayim the Yerusha min haTorah in that one dinner, and then their takana kicks in. Okay, Rashi. Kecha the kos of av. Yeah. Kiven the time when mishum sheyik boz av losses nedunya lebito he hecha the kos of av nedunya lebito nichda bal tnaik suba berni dichri. Where the father gave a dowry, that's where the husband should be required to make this tnai based in. The hechad lo kosov avne dunya lebito lo nichto bao tnai ksuba bani dichrin. Then maybe the father didn't give a dowry, the husband shouldn't make this tnai. Lo plug rabbanan lo choko ben ksuba le ksuba. Once they made it that the ksuba goes, doesn't make a difference if there's a dowry, no dowry, the whole ksuba goes. Achri sherov ksubos yesh when the dunya lo choko. Since most ksubas there is a dowry, right? And this is only the case where the woman dies before her husband or whatever. It's not the normal case. So most time people write a normal ksuba. So they made the tanai across the board. Pas bein abonim tiros. Even the time mishum the dunyahu. Heichad the ain lo bonim imem. He doesn't have sons. Elo yesh lo bas min isha achas u bonim min acheres. Titol bas hayichida ksuba sima. Lirosh the dunya. Shenosan aviyima. If he wants to keep it in the family, let him go to his granddaughters too. Right, maishna the tikkun bon and dichrin only males. Kenach l'shavir bon, they made it like a Yerusha. The yarsin tnat, the ein bas yereshes bein abonim. So they wanted to put it in some kind of Torah framework. So they kept the idea that it's sons, not daughters. So Mora says bas bein abonos tiros. That's the case. If it's only daughters, then even in Yerusha, only daughters. If there's only daughters, they are yarshin. Yesh lo bas min ishach asu bonus min acheres. Titul basa yechida ksuba sima li rishon dunyas aviima daha inam ishavi kenachla yesh mishpat nachla labas bein abanos. If there's only daughters, then girls do yarshin. So why didn't they make this takana for where there's only girls? Lo plug rabas lo plug. Right, since where there's boys, it only goes to the boys, and if there's girls and boys, it only goes to the boys. Like Yerusha, they didn't make it to girls bichlal. The mishpat ksubas bonim dichrin the bas bein abanim lo tishko. They didn't make it that if there's no girls, then if there's no boys, then the girls get, and if there's yes boys, the girls don't get. They made it just for boys. Chigbi Metaltali, Kima the time Mishim the Dunyas Aviha Aim, who Alma Mirla El Kshem Shinabonim Yorshimela Makarkoi, Vokin the Ksubis Bonim Dichrim. They only get this Ksubis Bonim Dichrim from real estate, not from movable property. Kiksuba Shavi Rabbonin, or Metaltali, the Yashin, or Mishtabi Lishtor, the Metaltali from the Gemara's Halacha, Metaltali are not Meshuba to a Ksuba. Titrop Mishav, that's the case, and take from lean property like a Ksuba. Whether a ksuba is collected from lien property or not, but if it is, collect this also from lien property, and everybody holds you don't collect the ksubas banim dichrim from lien property. Yarsantan, no, they made it like a Yerusha. The en Yerusha mishubadim. A Yerusha only comes from property the father has, not that's leaned, that he sold or whatever. The aimafagav the leka moser diner yes roshte aksubos yatilu yiklu ksubas ibam kedin ksubas banim dichrin al matzanam b'terek mishaya nasi she'ain sham elishte ksubas cholkin mishada. If there's only enough for both ksubas, then I mean, this halacha doesn't apply. It only applies if there's an extra diner more than the two ksubas. Then they split the extra diner equally, and the two ksubas are given according to whose mother it was. Morris says, "Makom de'akra nachla de'oraisa mishum nachla de'rabbanon." They didn't want to take away the nachla de'oraisa completely, so it has to be mekuyim at least in one dinner. Lo tikkun rabbanon nachla didhu la'akra nachla chaluka shava legamri shimin haTorah. Hilkach yikum moser dinner shiyachalku b'shava b'nachla de'oraisa yitlu eluk shubasimun. The eluk shubasimun mishum nachla de'rabbanon ve'ilolo. Okay. Okay, I was planning to go to the next stop. We'll stop here and tomorrow. Yes.